blessed be the name of my rock, who trains my hands for war, who causes me to walk in his overcoming power forevermore. Blessed be the name of my rock.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Flashpoint. It indeed appears that our world is getting ready to absolutely crack right down the middle like an egg and be thrown into the frying pan. There is so much going on. I've already recorded Stephen. Please stand by for the second half when he comes on and he reveals what he knows. So anyway, let's start here. To exemplify the tenuousness of our world, yesterday sirens went off in Japan telling people to take shelter imminently. There appears to be an incoming ICBM. It in fact was launched from North Korea and it did fly over Japan, but landed somewhere in the ocean, did not do any damage to Japan. Nonetheless, the people were terrified, and it could have been on, I don't know anything more about this, but some opined that it might have been on a trajectory toward Hawaii. Are they testing our readiness, our response, if they do this, a Japanese response? The ability to mount any kind of attack or counterattack to take it out of the sky. It wasn't done for nothing. And we know that North Korea is kind of the yard dog of China, and they only act in accordance with China. They do not act independently. They are the almost the stepchild that nobody wants to really closely espouse. Nonetheless, this is not nothing. Elections in Israel have taken place, and it appears that Netanyahu has taken the helm. Netanyahu has a history of, while not antagonizing the settlers or the expansion of Israel into Samaria, on the other hand, will not support them, will not expand them, will not is quite equivocal on the matter. And the settlers have complained in the past that he does not support them. And he Netanyahu has learned to make, to walk a very tight line between pleasing the other world leaders, which are mostly evil, and at least controlled by the bankers of the world, which has to be the ultimate controller under Satan for this world. But he wants to please, and he doesn't want to be thrown out. So anyway, he is walking a tightrope. Stephen has some interesting things to say about his return to power and how that could affect the division of the land and the final covenant, the final week on this earth. So I'll wait for him to explain it. But I know that this is from Scripture. I will gather all the nations and bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat, and I will enter into judgment with them on behalf of my people, my heritage, Israel, because they have scattered them among the nations and divided up my land. So, and that was in the prophets, and it hasn't happened. So this is definitely in the offing, and they will divide the land. There is a lot continually in at the bargaining tables of pre-1967 borders. These are not borders. They are artificial delineations. And the pre-67 borders do not include the Golan, the Samaria, which the globalists call the left bank. The left bank of what? It's the left bank of Jordan, or East Jerusalem, or Gaza. And we know that Ariel Sharon gave away Gaza. Huge, huge, huge mistake. I have wondered if his coma for 7 years wasn't a result of that disastrous decision, and the Lord was extremely unhappy with him. Scripture says, I will make Jerusalem a very heavy stone, and whoever tries to lift it will be injured. And it certainly seems to be true. Why Jerusalem? I have stated before that Job, when it talks, I think it's in 38, when it talks about the celebration of the earth, the sons of God, the angels singing at the dedication of the earth, I've always interpreted that as being at Jerusalem. And I know the sages state that the Creator, Yeshua, of the world, started the creative process at Jerusalem. So Jerusalem really is the capital of the earth. If you want to do business with the earth, you go sit in Jerusalem. The Antichrist knows that. That's why he wants it so badly. The pre-67 borders are not defensible. It's as little as 9 miles at the narrowest part. 9 miles is not defensible. That would effectively separate north from south, which really divides it into two smaller nations. I have a video in the bibliography, very understandable, of what it means. Put out by the title is in Hebrew. I assume it's put out by a Jewish person, but the pre-67 borders are not defensible. We have the elections here in this country next week, the 8th, and I don't know, some people are saying that the diesel fuel will run out before then. Updated estimations on that, put it into the next week. Nonetheless, we are in a critical state. Our economy has been deliberately attacked for the last 30 plus years, ever since Bill Clinton was in there, started with NAFTA. He was president, I understand, 3 days when he signed NAFTA. Very controversial. And he signed it saying, we're just going to try this out. And of course, then that started the tsunami of American jobs, factories exported to slave or very low wage, pennies a day, industry to especially countries in the Far East, which will abuse its citizens like the American worker would not be abused. Nonetheless, it all favored big business, so that's it. I'm wondering if the elections, something would happen to avoid the elections, a false flag, something like that, which would cause them to say, we'll postpone it. And of course, things then go downhill very quickly, and the elections never take place. I don't know if there's that much fraud in the system to offset the red tsunami that is from the polls, which is in the offing. The Democrats have gone so far left that even their own diehard devotees are leaving. Twitter, is Twitter going to turn into a free speech platform? I don't think so. I have a links below to Elon Musk's Halloween costume. It is a devil worshiper, has upside down crosses, a Baphomet, red and black, looks very evil. And he has stated in interviews his admiration for the Chinese platform WeChat. And he has said he would like to develop an American WeChat. WeChat is a commerce-based control of discovery, access, and purchase. Discovery, they track you wherever you go. You cannot get away. They can always track you. Access. What is your social credit score? What is your, and so much goes into that. If you have jaywalked, that goes against your social credit score. If you have been late on a bill, that goes to your social credit score. If you have done anything, you have not gotten your PCR test, you've not gotten your vaccine, you've not gotten any number. It is a total tracking and control. And if your score is not good enough, even though you have money in the bank, you can't purchase because your credit score isn't good enough. Even on highways now, they are running drones with a QR code hanging from it. I have put this link down below. And you must access this QR code and your phone must respond that your health code is green. You are good to go. You have a negative PCR and you've gotten all the jabs. You cannot move on the highway. They will not put you through. If your cell phone does not respond green, you can't get through the checkpoint. The WEF has stated that it would like to monitor all purchases over $115. That's not very much. I bought shoes for more than that amount. I mean, we go to the grocery store. Imagine being in the grocery line, and the response is you have to unload your cart by $50. Well, there goes, you know, any treat you would have purchased. There goes the meat you would have purchased. And that, again, might go into your QR code to your social credit score. Are you eating too much meat? It's a nightmare. It's a nightmare. China is the poster child for the final beast empire. If you don't have Telegram already, please go on Telegram. Go into some of these communications. It's like free speech Twitter, I think. And look at what's being put up, the abuse of the citizens of China, what they're putting up with. They want to bring it all over the world. Is the climate hoax going to be the next hoax? I believe so. In Germany now, with the pipeline gone, they are taking down wind farms to make room for, get this, coal mining. Germany evidently has veins of very good quality, high quality coal. And this climate hoax will lead to the next lockdown, especially if combined with the next release of a pathogen, which is much more deadly than COVID. That is happening. Father has given many dreams to his servants concerning this, I will say, eventuality or likely. But COVID has been, I think, not as successful. And they are losing ground. So they must pull out some kill shots and they must pull out some force. There is a free speech danger now. They are, the powers that be are muzzling physicians, and this bodes ill for all of us. And this is why there's going to be the second outpouring, because we desperately need an alternate medical system. There are believers now afraid to go into the hospital to get any kind of surgery for fear that they will jab them while they are under anesthesia. Yes, this is happening. On one of the Telegram chats, this was put up from a nurse in Canada. She said, I have seen it. I have tried to object to it. And then in the comments, other nurses wrote in. At first I thought, I don't know, is that really happening? But the most frightening thing is nurses that write in and say, this has been happening for some time, not only in Canada, but also in the States. So this is an issue. Before you have anesthesia, you must get this straight. You must have a prayer group, and you must ask for divine protection that you will not be jabbed in while under anesthesia. I know a believer who needs to have her wisdom teeth pulled. They're actually eating away at her jawbones. I know a believer who needs a hip replacement. So afraid to go in. The medical system has been weaponized. And they are shutting the mouths of the doctors. They are making it illegal for doctors to say anything against the globalist mainstream propaganda line. Dr. McCullough is an example of this. He's being stripped. He has been a world-renowned physician. He's now being stripped of internal medicine. His many publications are being taken down from the internet, and he is the medical boards are going after him. They're making an example of him, lest any other physician have spent 30 years in school, and they have a big mortgage with three kids and a wife, or three kids and a husband, and to intimidate them into, we will destroy you unless you march according to our rules. Dr. Pantazatos is a clinical neurologist and researcher at Columbia University. He has had a paper ready to go linking the all-cause mortality, excess deaths, for over a year now, but he cannot find a publisher. It is excellently researched. It shows the same horror show that the life insurance companies are now screaming from the rooftops, but he cannot publish this paper. He's had it ready for a year ago, last October, last month. The mainstream journals won't publish him. He was out of Columbia University. There's a very important video down below put out by La Quinta Columna out of Spain. It says, I'll just give you the short version of it. The graphene oxide fills these vials of the COVID vaccine. Very little mRNA, but filled with graphene oxide. They are able to self-assembly when subjected to radiation, microwave, cell phone, 4G, 5G, whatever. Graphene oxide has an affinity for neurons, that's your nerves, and gradually replaces the natural nerve network. If the particles are under 35 nanometers, it goes through the blood-brain barrier. It goes into your brain. It can break synapses of the brain. The brain can be mapped, and emotions, feelings, ideas, worship propensities, personality can all be harvested. That harvest can be modified by AI, given back to you, so you have the same, in many ways, the same emotions, feelings, ideas, personality, worship propensities, but it's altered. It is modified according to what AI wants it to be. And when you see AI, read demon. This is what the graphene oxide does, and so much more. It's only about a 15-minute video. I've watched it two or three times to make sure I know, because and UK would be obliterated by a Russian first strike, as shown by the recent drills that Russia conducted. That was their conclusion. Now, America or UK could say this is just puffing. Russia also said that they could attack the West's satellites in retaliation. If they did attack, there would go a lot of the commercial satellites. All they knew was that the pipeline the pressure had decreased rapidly and suddenly and severely. The engineers at Gazprom they didn't know what had happened. Russia had built the pipeline between $11 and $13 billion. There are varying estimates of as to the cost, but somewhere in that range. On October 20, Liz Truss resigns. Why did she resign? Information from the FBI to Hal Turner is that she went on the unsecured line that in the intervening month, the iCloud that serves Apple was hacked. They found her text. Today, the ambassador, the UK ambassador, was summoned to Moscow. And the spokesperson there said, "We believe you did this. This will not," this is a double negative, "but this will not have no reaction. This will definitely have a reaction from us. And additionally, whatever evidence we have will be made public. So stand by for this to be made public." Evidently, said Zakharova, the press person, that the response of the UK ambassador tried to absolve themselves. They didn't know anything about this. The Russians thought it was a very strange reaction, and that very strange that they did not even ask what evidence we had. If somebody's telling you that you did this, it would seem normal to say, "Well, you know, what evidence do you have? Perhaps I can explain it." So now they are going to publicly reveal what evidence they have. And Zakharova said Russia has records from Apple iCloud showing that 1 minute after the pressure sensor alarms began sounding at Gazprom, that British Prime Minister Liz Truss sent a text message from her iPhone to U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken saying, "It's done." So I'm not sure what other conclusion could be drawn from this. Only the culprits, only those who did it, would have known what the problem is. I mean, perhaps it was, I don't know, a landslide or something that did it. Certainly, it would not evoke a text, "It's done." But think of what this would show the Russians. You know, is this a clash between East and West? I don't know. I think that would please the enemy of this world very much to have people fighting over who gets to be top dog. On the other hand, I can well imagine that he has given a script, and that the West is following the script: isolate the Christians, get the world against the Western industrialized nations, get them to behave in such a way that even everybody in the world says, "Oh, you people have gone way too far. We are not supporting you." And that would be Jeremiah 50:51 and Revelation 18. When we are attacked, nobody comes to help us. This is I offer that all governments now are under judgment, and that there are pockets. Please get into a group, get into a prayer group, get into a group where you can stand shoulder to shoulder with these people, and it's going to be on an individual basis. Pray for the second outpouring. We need it desperately. We're in a very slippery situation. So thank you for joining me, and Stephen will be by presently.
Blessed be the name of my rock, who trains my hands for war, who causes me to walk in his overcoming power forevermore. Blessed be the name of my rock, blessed be the name of my shield.
For the second part, we're having such trouble with this communication. We even prayed before we started. With me, of course, is Stephen Ben Noon. Stephen, welcome to the show. You have the floor. I dare not interject lest we get cut off again.
Okay, no problem. Thank you. And sorry, I keep knocking things down as I'm moving about here. The situation, Bonnie, in Ukraine is moved to a much worse situation than anyone could ever imagine. And we're not just dealing with Ukraine, we're dealing with multiple issues at one time. We're dealing with a diesel. I know there's been people been reporting about we're going to run out of diesel. That is true. Obama, I don't know if it's ever made known, but Obama did a secret trip to Saudi Arabia. He met with the Saudis trying to get them to increase production, and they had agreed initially. And as we're in the crisis now, that we could run out within 3 weeks of diesel. Now they're saying that they don't know what he's talking about. They never agreed to increase production, and they're not going to. So that's a whole new issue as well. And I'll just quickly mention what that crisis is going to create. We already have the situation with the railroad companies planning a strike. They're planning a strike about a week before Thanksgiving, but it really wouldn't matter if they strike or not. If you have no diesel, the trains aren't going to run anyway. And we have now only 3 weeks of reserves left. It'll bring trucking to a halt. It'll bring the trains to a halt. It will effectively crash our economy. That's exactly the way it was put today. And at the same time, we know that I believe it was, I don't know if it was Fox or CNN who first reported that we were dealing with a crisis already, not a crisis, but we were having our troops actually doing logistic situation there, bringing in the equipment to be used in the battle in Ukraine. Now, what's not being stated, and that's just basically the cover of what's going on, but what's not being stated is the fact that we actually have our troops on the front lines. It's not a matter of just bringing in heavier armament to be able to to teach the Ukrainians how to use the equipment that we have. Our troops are on the front lines. We are utilizing the equipment. And this morning, Biden met with NATO, and he said, quote unquote, to NATO, it is time for us to flex our muscles. And so trying to bring NATO, to get more of the NATO members involved in the situation that's going on. Now, at the same time, we already knew that Putin would pretty much, if he gets caught into a corner, he will turn a part of Ukraine into a no man's land. And so there's a strong consensus amongst those advisors that are in the nuclear part of this that Putin may allow one or two reactors to totally melt down, and thus creating the buffer zone that he needs between the West and the East. And, I was reminded of something that Putin had said in one of the meetings that they had with the West, and that was he had said one day when they were having a meeting with the United States, he said, what if you guys find out one day that I'm not really the bad guy like you make me out to be, and that I'm really the good guy trying to do something to make a difference in humanity? And I was told that that's been a haunting statement that he made. And and granted, the situation that we're dealing with right now is at an all-time high. On top of all of this, when Russia said they have concrete information that Great Britain was involved in the sabotaging of their Nord Stream 2 pipeline, we found out exactly what that concrete evidence is. They actually hacked the iCloud or the cloud that Apple uses. And I can't disclose who this is, but it was an American female that had contacted the British but was using their iPhone at the time. And the Russians intercepted the phone call to British intelligence that it was a success in the sabotage of the pipeline. So the Russians have the full evidence that the United States and Great Britain were both involved in the sabotaging of their pipeline. With that, of course, naturally, even though we don't disclose to the rest of the world that we have troops on the front lines there inside of Ukraine, the Russians full well know that we do have troops on the ground, and they know that we are actively involved. Russia, and this is one reason why we're concerned about this situation with Russia preparing to melt down one or two of the reactors there, Russia's already begun to pull back troops from the power plant itself in that location. So they are, and we knew that this would probably be the case. Once they begin to back out, once they begin to pull troops away from that area, then more than likely that's exactly what they're going to do. We have launched heavy attacks against the Donbas region with our more sophisticated weaponry. But we also know that Putin is digging his heels in. He is not going to concede nor allow the West to take Donbas and to wipe out the ethnic Russians of eastern Ukraine. So he is committed to that. And with NATO flexing their muscles, or as Biden said, they need to flex their muscles, we already know that it is true when Russia claims that they're making a dirty bomb, the Ukrainians are. It is believed, and I can only say this because it's not directly said to me, but I can glean enough information to know that, yes, we are, or yes, they are creating the dirty bomb. Yes, they plan to use it. And yes, it'll be blamed on Russia in order to give them more of a pretext to justify their intervention in this war. That's just, and I'll take a pause for a second here, Bonnie. That's the issue on the war situation right now. And we got some more issues that we can discuss as well that's going on. But I'll let you kind of there as well, if you would.
It's more of a question, Stephen. You know, I was reading, first of all, that Russia would never want a nuclear Ukraine because winds go from the west to the east, so it would naturally blow into Russia there. But then I read that in the winter, the winds reverse and they blow the other way. So any contamination would now, instead of going to Russia, would go into Eastern Europe, Europe. So do you know anything about that?
The thing that I do know is that there's two different options. If you detonate a nuclear device, of course, you have the air contaminant, because now the nuclear device is not detonated sitting on the ground. A nuclear device is going to be detonated up into the air. And so this would definitely create, you know, more of a nuclear fallout. I know that some of the advisors still strongly believe that Putin will not resort to a nuclear war. He's really trying to avoid a nuclear war in this case here. Now, whether or not that really is the case remains to be seen. But, you know, because the tensions are so high, the situation is so dire. But I would say this, if there's any true target besides the United States directly, and we do know that the Russians do have their subs off of Cuba, they are nuclear capable, they're running the Poseidon, the drones up and down our coastlines, but it is a very strong belief that they will take Great Britain down, would be the first target on their agenda. It wouldn't be the U.S., would be the first one. So if we start seeing nukes go off, that's what's going to happen. And kind of remains to be seen yet.
You know, Hal Turner, who used to work for the FBI, is reporting that it was actually Liz Truss, the former prime minister of the UK, who initiated the call within 1 minute of the detonation of the explosion, before anybody even knew that there was you know what happened. I'm afraid to get we're going to get cut off here again. That is why she was, as soon as that became known, that she was removed for her lack of understanding the gravity of secrecy. But you have different information.
Thing is, as far as the name, I did not know that Tucker had put out the name Liz Truss, and of course the name was not disclosed to me. I just knew that it was an American that actually was involved in it, and it was a woman. So yeah. Liz Truss may be the correct one, and whether or not we'll get to hear that is probably unlikely unless the Russians publicize it, because they did hack the cloud to get the information.
Right. And she is the as far as I know from this morning, the UK ambassador is being called in to receive the information, and Russia is saying that it will make this discovery known. So I'm wondering, and that would be certainly a reason to go after the UK first, because, I mean, imagine the arrogance and the determination of the, I can say, is the evil empire that's in charge of most countries, including ours, that they are willing to go to blow up the sovereign pipeline of another country costing billions of dollars. It just shows an attitude and a game plan that they will not stop.
No, they won't stop. And the sad, hard, cold truth of all this is that these things coming out like they are will definitely ignite a global conflict.
Yes.
And I see all the players coming into place as well, Bonnie. Netanyahu came back into power, something that I had believed was going to happen. I said it already when Netanyahu went out and Trump went out. I said they're going to bring them back. They will appear more as saviors of the world, but they're going to let the world go into calamity before this alliance brings this new world order into play. And oddly enough, I did that video about the dream about Obama becoming acting, quote unquote, acting president. And today I learned that they are working now on how to bring him in. They're having so much trouble with Biden. And I was told that under the current conditions right now, with a very real possibility, the nation, because of the fuel crisis, bring the nation to a halt economically. It'll cause an economic crash in turn. And once they have an economic crash, they would end up being able to enact martial law. And so therefore, they're discussing about bringing Obama in under that particular situation, because they'd have martial law and they'd be able to do it.
That is exactly what I've been saying. In order for them to do what they want to do, they're going to have to establish martial law.
Yes. So you were spot on that, Bonnie, and that's exactly the way they're looking at pulling this off. There are people in the intelligence community, though, that are, of course, very opposed to this idea and of him becoming acting president. But then again, like I said, this is a much greater issue that's happening than what most people are aware of. So, you know, the plans of everything has a purpose, I should say. Every step, there is a purpose for why it's being done. And most things, as people in this part of the world know, it's just part of consumption. What they want you to consume in the mainstream media so that you believe the lie, while in the background, everything is being set up for a totally different purpose altogether.
Yes, 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 absolutely. Do you think, you know, I can well envision that there's going to be so much chaos, even before next Tuesday, voting day, that they will postpone elections. Do you have any thoughts on that, Stephen?
I don't know for sure, and I haven't asked. I know that as much as the push for certain candidates is being pushed for right now, even with Obama campaigning, et cetera, they're going to push forward with the election regardless, in my opinion. But What they may end up doing, though, because it's already believed that it's not going to be very favorable towards the Democrats in this election here. If that's the case, I think someone's going to cry foul and say the Russians have hacked the elections as a result. And so when that happens, that, of course, is going to be a meltdown here. And you know, Bonnie, it's not just the fuel. Water is another thing. They're not saying it to the public yet, but we're having a major water shortage in this nation as well. In fact, there was a meeting this morning in Washington. They had some very some investigative journalists that had came forward. They've been demanding disclosure based on, the acts that we have that allow public disclosure on certain issues there. But they are saying that they have, and they showed in video footage at the White House, spacecraft coming down and pulling water from lakes that is part of the drinking water. And they knew that these craft were allegedly, according to what was being said in the meeting, were going up to taking the water to the moon, to a base up at the moon. And of course, my question was it our base? Is it a different base? I mean, we actually share a base up there with other nations. Russia is one of the nations that we work with. But they were trying to demand, was this our own spacecraft doing this, or is this an alien entity? And so they were demanding answers from the Secret Space Force on that very issue this morning. And nobody seems to know, so it seems to be that more than likely it's more alien in nature than what we realize.
Is the moon within the asteroid belt? I believe so, yes. So,
well, yeah, there's a lot of things that, like I've said before, a lot of things people don't know about the moon. They don't realize that we literally have bases there, and that that we go there on a daily basis, that type of thing there. But my apology there. So we have some construction going on in the background, so I keep trying to get away from that. But I can only get so far.
Yeah, right.
So the thing is that it's a real issue, and I don't know the full disclosure on that as of yet. And, and again, whether, it seems to be from the people that I know that work in that area there, that it's definitely alien that are doing this. So it's not like it's.
There have been reports they've been pulling up water those reports must be decades old. You were saying something yesterday about the duumvirate instead of the triumvirate Netanyahu and Trump in the eyes of, those who run Israel, probably akin to the same mentality as those who run this country. But it has special meaning. Could you go over that again?
If you can, the first part you said, I didn't catch the first part of what you were saying, the very first part about what you said, Bonnie, if you could repeat that.
Yeah, before we signed off last night in defeat, you said, Netanyahu has announced that he has won, and that's terrible news. That's terrible news. Trump is Cyrus, I think, and Netanyahu is. I don't know.
Okay, yes. Actually, it was what I feel like that they're doing. See, Israelis, the Orthodox community, they believe in what they call a two-Messiah doctrine. They believe in a Mashiach ben Joseph and a Mashiach ben David, the Messiah of David, the Messiah of Joseph. Now, I forget now. I used to know off the top of my head, but I don't remember now the origin of the doctrine. I want to say it goes back to the Vilna of Gaon. Which is Elijah Solomon from and I may have his name wrong. I know the first part I don't, but I may have the last name wrong. But it is a belief in Judaism that they believe every generation has a Messiah of Joseph. And then, but to have the Messiah of Joseph and David come together at the end of days, one is the warrior, the other, the savior, so to speak. And so Mashiach ben Joseph is, I think, if I, and I may have them backwards. Typically, we would think Joseph is not the warrior, but the one that's the savior. But I think that it's, in their case, it's the opposite way around. But at any rate, we'll say David, because I think David has always been representative of the warrior. They believe that the Messiah ben David dies in battle, trying to save the enemies of Israel. And then the other one, he brings in the millennial reign, so to speak. And I have wondered, because when Netanyahu and Trump went off the scene, the Jewish people were already calling Trump Moshiach. And I can't remember if they called him Joseph or David. And they believe that because he was willing to take on Iran and fight Iran, the enemy of Israel. And so with them coming back into power, I've always believed if they come, if they took them off and then bring them back in, it will appear as if they're coming in as some great force to save all of humanity and all the world. But in reality, because we know that the Messiah himself was Yeshua, it's not this ideology that they have. But in reality, what they'll do is they'll end up bringing in a new world order. And not only that, they will say that these two men, and very well could be Trump and Netanyahu, that they have been brought in to save the world from calamity. Now, if you put Obama into the White House and put him as an acting, not as a president, but as acting as president in this wartime scenario, then what would you end up having? You would end up having the disaster that would take place under his watch and Biden's watch. And then at the same time, suddenly in 2024, now you bring on Trump and you bring on Netanyahu. Netanyahu's already into place now. Trump coming back into place. Now the saviors of the world are there. And then guess what? Not long after that, that's when we have the disclosure that now we're amongst the aliens, and they're going to come in and say that, I guess in reality, they could bring an entity that they say, this is your Yeshua. And they're going to use the name Yeshua as the Mashiach's real identity.
Disgusting.
And that's why it's so deceiving.
You know, do you think that he is going to be totally human in appearance, the Antichrist?
You know, what's hard for me, Bonnie, as I come up with these ideas like this, and at the same time, I can't help but wonder, because there's been so much talk about Nimrod, that they would bring him on the scene. Could
he
be the
Antichrist
figure?
Right?
Yes, he is a Nephilim, and we do know that the DNA of his DNA is a perfect match to the DNA of the Kandahar giant.
Wow.
Figure that one out, right?
Yeah.
And they had two rows of teeth. Kandahar giant also had double rows of teeth, and so did Nimrod.
Yeah.
Nimrod was 7'6" tall. That's the body that we recovered out of Iraq. And, of course, Kandahar giant's closer to a little over 8.5 feet, I think, or 9 foot tall.
And they also have 6 fingers and 6 toes and reddish
yep.
hair.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You know, we have a very interesting future here.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Bonnie, one thing that I would say, though, is at this point right now, as people are listening, if we've ever been close to a financial collapse, as I was told this morning or this after or midday here today, we are at the closest time of a possible collapse as we've ever been.
Yeah, I believe that. And we're kind of at the end of our rope here, as time-wise. Do you have more to say, Stephen? Shall we take? Yeah,
we're good right here. This is about as far as I have on that information.
Okay, this is as far as we go. Thank you so much for joining us, Stephen. It's really a very sobering time. Everyone, be blessed, and you know, be sure you are where Father wants you to be. Ask him. Get on your knees and ask him. And
yes.
And have some food stock, because it's going to get mean.
Yes, it is.
All righty, brother. See you next week,
we
Father willing.
Bless you,
like a chariot in the sun.